DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, pet peeves. You got pet peeves that everybody hates, right?
Yes, and these are crazy. And one of them is about Carson.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a shocker.
I know, right? But all right, so here's the list. They put together the list of all the people they surveyed, what drives them crazy, okay? And it goes like, well, I don't know, there's all like right. Five of them. When somebody walks really slow in front of you.
Yes.
Oh my God.
100%.
Isn't that so annoying?
And you can't get around them. It's like a family and they're just taking up the entire sidewalk.
Yeah. Or DIA.
Or at the mall.
Yes,
yeah.
All of those places.
Airport's the worst.
Yeah.
You're right.
This one I've never heard of, and nobody ever does this around me. When people hum while they're scrolling on their phones. Oh. I can't even believe that's on the thing. I've never heard anybody hum while they're...
Yeah, it's been a little picky, I guess.
But right?
Yeah, it seems picky to me.
When somebody drinks something and goes...
Well, like it's the first sip of anything that they've ever had.
Dude, sometimes a Diet Coke or just regular Coke hits right, you know?
I agree with you, Spadil. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah. Sometimes it just slaps.
Yeah, right. It hits right.
It hits
hard.
Yeah.
No, I don't. That's not really a problem, is it?
Yeah.
Somebody enjoying something?
People clearing their throat super dramatically loud.
Yep. Dude, old guys do that all the time.
Yeah. I agree. When people leave the microwave this is so dumb. When people leave the microwave timer display with the remaining time instead of clear.
Yes.
No.
I'm with Carson. Yes. It's annoying.
It happens. Listen, I have my little frozen breakfast sandwich I make every single morning. BJ can attest to this. And every time I go to the microwave, there's like 5 seconds left. One time it's 1 second. I'm like, why? Just clear it.
I've never cared about that at all.
One time I put my sandwich in. And I was just like, I just automatically hit add 30, right? That's what I always do.
Right.
And it turns out someone left it with 2 minutes on the clock. So I looked up, why is it taking so long? And it ruined my sandwich. It was harder than a hockey puck.
You don't reset it when you go in there?
I do now.
Yeah. He learned the hard way.
No kidding.
He bit into his hockey puck.
How many years did it take to learn to reset? It's a button that says reset.
But Carson's right. Like if you just have... He's right, actually, because you don't look. You just push the number.
Automatic
add 30.
Yeah. Don't even think about it.
Yeah, you don't even think about it because you just like figure like, but it must be 2 o'clock.
Now
you don't look?
No.
Boy, I do. As soon as you go there to put something in, you look at the timer, don't you?
No, you shouldn't have to look because if you're a decent human being and you clear the clock, then you should be good.
Somebody else said spitting. Oh, my God. BJ spits all the time.
Yes.
In fact,
I hear it all the time, too.
Oh,
irritating
God.
People.
Oh,
yeah.
Remember when we were outside with the boss and you're just like,
oh, yeah.
And I go, what are you doing?
It's just a habit. I do it all the time. Still do.
And I look at our boss. I go, do you do it as a habit? And he's like...
Now, that's the first legit thing on your list there that somebody should be upset about.
No, okay? People are actually texting that the microwave thing is infuriating.
Thank you. Validated.
All right. And then finally, the last one that's infuriating is people that say... "Quote unquote," I've always said, and they've never said that.
Shut up! That is not on the list.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade,
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it: we are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.